Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. Thank you so much for being here, and congratulations for saying yes to the possibility of having the relationship of your dreams. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant-Johnson with Love Life Coaching, and I'm known by many as your guide to the right guy because I want you to be with a guy who is right for you and who makes your heart sing. After my own long and winding journey to love, I found my own Mr. Right and became an ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. And I'm now so blessed and honored to have helped many single women throughout the world meet and attract their Mr. Right and find the love they've always dreamed of. Now, this virtual gathering is designed to give you renewed hope, inspiration, tools, and resources to help support you on your journey to love as we begin 2015. And I'm so happy to tell you that I've gathered some of the world's top relationship experts to give you some of their best wisdom, advice, and guidance. I'm very excited to introduce our guest today and invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and freeing yourself from all distractions. I know you'll enjoy the interview, and you may even want to take a few notes. It's my privilege to introduce our wonderful guest, Sandra Fidelis. Welcome, Sandra.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. We're so excited to have you. Just a little bit about Sandra before we get started. Sandra Fidelis is a dating coach and speaker who helps high-achieving women recognize the absolute treasure they are to their ideal man. She got knee-deep in topics such as philosophy, energy psychology, spirituality, and communication with top industry experts and discovered a practice that merges intuition with universal laws to create life-altering results for her clients. Sandra empowers women to shift how they view themselves and to redefine what they believe they deserve in every area of life. She creates groundbreaking virtual programs for women all over the world, helping them obliterate the obstacles that are standing in the way of meeting Mr. Right. She is the co-author of the book, Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life. Sandra, I know that you're going to be sharing with us some really interesting concepts today, and the topic that we're going to be discussing is three reasons you're still single. Before we get started into that juicy topic, I wonder if you can just tell us a little bit more about how you've come to do this work.
Absolutely. I came to this work, I used to work in the corporate world and just, you know, had a job that really didn't resonate with me. And I started getting more and more into personal development and going deeper into learning about what I really needed to shift, to find somebody that really resonated with me, as a partner. And so I went on this journey, to do that after a failed relationship, which, you know, ended up being such like a great teaching, opportunity for me to figure out what I still needed to shift within my own self to meet the person that I really wanted to be with. And so I went on this journey and I began doing work, some internal work, and just through the process realized that I wanted to do the same for other people. So I left my corporate job, and like many of us in this industry, right? And once I figured out what I really wanted in a partner and learned what I needed to actually attract a person, I decided that I wanted to actually teach women how to do that for themselves as well.
Right. Yes, I think many of us have made it into this work in large part because of our own journey and experience in the discoveries and things that we experienced on our own journey to love. So I can really relate to what you're saying and resonate with that. Sandra, from your perspective, I'm really curious to hear what you believe are some of the most common limiting beliefs that you see in your work with women.
You know, the number one limiting belief that I see in my work with women is that they don't really feel good enough to be in a relationship with a man. Whether they understand this consciously or not, that's really the biggest limiting belief that I hear in my conversations with women. Another limiting belief is that they feel like they'll never be loved the way that they want to be loved by a man, or that their ideal guy just doesn't exist. And I also hear a lot of women blame their frustration with men and their dating life on, you know, where they live, their location. There are not enough quality men where I live. It's hard to meet people. When, in fact, all of these are limiting beliefs. And once you're able to shift what's really going on for them internally, and what's keeping them from actually connecting with this person and opening up to the possibilities that are all around them, then they begin to experience a dramatic shift in the type of men they begin to attract.
Right. Yes, it's amazing how powerfully our minds impact what goes on in our lives, isn't it?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is that our internal world dictates our external experience.
Oh, yeah, that's the perfect way to say it. And it's almost impossible if you're approaching love from a place of one of these limiting beliefs to even see what is even possible out there. I oftentimes look back on some of the limiting beliefs that I had during my own 43 years of being single until I began to do some deep transformational work, like it sounds like you did as well. And I believe that as I look back on that, those limiting beliefs were blocking me in ways that I didn't even know or understand, and it might have been even impossible for me to even see or recognize a high-quality man if I were to have met one at that time.
Right. Absolutely. What happens is when you're not able to when you have those limiting beliefs that are that you're holding on to, you end up pushing people away that may be amazing partners, right? Because you're not, like you said, you're not able to recognize them. And sometimes, you know, they're right in your face. And I find that women often will push a guy away that is a potentially really great partner because sometimes it feels smothering to them. It feels smothering because there's something inside of them that's not ready to accept that level of love and good treatment yet. And so you need to work on that internal piece of opening up to intimacy and opening up to love so that you are able to allow somebody who's healthy for you in a relationship that's healthy and intimate.
Yeah, it reminds me that a lot of times the barriers that we have to love, to giving and receiving love, are subconscious. We don't often even recognize that they are there. And one of the things that I realized when I began to do the deep transformational work that led to me being able to meet and attract my Mr. Right was that there were some ways that I was subconsciously sabotaging myself. And even though I thought that I really deeply desired and wanted a relationship, what I discovered, Sandra, was that there was actually some ambivalence there. Like you were talking about the smothering piece, what I realized is that in some ways, I really valued and wanted my own independence. And there was this part of me that really felt that I kind of liked being able to make all of my own decisions without really considering how it impacted someone else, how I spent my money, that freedom. And there was this part of me that was a little afraid that I would feel like I kind of got my wings clipped if I were in a relationship. And that was really on a subconscious level. It didn't really come to the surface until I really began to do some deep work on myself.
Yeah, I do find that with a lot of, you know, strong, independent women, that is one of the things that keeps them from connecting with a partner, is that they feel that they're going to lose their freedom, or that exactly what you mentioned, Michelle, that they feel that they're going to have their wings clipped, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in, and I say partnership because, you know, when you're in a relationship and it feels like a partnership, one of the great things about it is that you're there to support one another, right? Not to stifle one another, not to hold each other back from creating the lives that you really want. But you're there to actually support one another and enhance each other's lives.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to frame it. And we may have already touched some on this some, but if you were to choose three, Sandra, what do you think are the three main reasons that women remain single even though they really want to be in a relationship?
One reason that women remain single is that they're afraid. I mean, one of the reasons we just touched on really is that they're afraid that if they're in a relationship, then they will not be able to have their freedom and they'll have to stifle their dreams and their aspirations. That's one of the reasons that I find with a lot of the women that I speak with who are generally, you know, very independent women, successful women, women who can take care of themselves and have taken care of themselves for years. Allowing somebody else in to support you can feel a little bit abnormal to them because they've been doing it alone for so long. And that's one of the reasons why women remain single, because they push away the person who can, who they feel will be, who will stifle them, but in actuality is somebody who is there to, who can be there to support them and to actually build a life with.
Yeah, I think there is that fear when we as women have worked so hard for our own independence and in part have had to do that out of necessity, because many of us have out of necessity needed to provide well for ourselves, and we've worked hard in our education and in our careers, and it becomes a part of our identity that we have become these strong, independent women, and then it can feel like there's this threat or loss of some kind of control or independence or autonomy that might come up if we didn't find the right kind of relationship. And that can sometimes not even show up on a conscious level, but can be there on more of a subconscious level, which is how it was for me.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that the healing begins once you really bring that into the light of consciousness, right? Because if it's subconscious, it's something that you're not aware of, then you can't really do much about it, right?
Right.
And so there's a process that I take my clients through to bring all of that stuff to the surface so we can begin shifting it for them. And then, you know, they begin to see different results in their love life. But, you know, to that point, another reason I see that women remain single is that they're willing to invest so much time and energy and even money into their careers and into their education, but they're not really to invest the same in their love life, because we grow up with this notion that love is just supposed to happen, right?
Right.
And
right.
That's not necessarily true when we may have had a love paradigm that hasn't been very healthy, or, you know, we've all grown up watching, you know, relationship paradigms in the media. And, you know, in order for you to, if you've experienced relationships that have felt draining or have felt unfulfilling in the past, then it's a good idea for you to maybe look into figuring out why that is, and maybe getting some support around it. And that's why, one reason I see women remain single is because they don't really feel like they need to put forth effort in that area of their lives.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, and I find that that's so true. I felt that way for many years in my own life, and then I reached the age of 40 and was successful in all other aspects of my life and realized I was really stuck in this area of my life, and I had to get some support through a variety of sources in order to be able to make the breakthroughs that were necessary for me to meet and attract the love of my life. And had I not done that, I know I would not have met and attracted my now wonderful husband. And yet, like you say, this does seem like there's a perception that it should just happen, it should just automatically work or fall into place without any effort or without any transformation or discovery or work even that we put into other aspects of our lives in order to be successful. And I also think, Sandra, that for some women there's like a little bit of shame around this. In other words, they feel like it's kind of embarrassing to need help in this area of life. It feels that way. And yet, it's one of the most important aspects of your life for your overall happiness. And to me, there's a huge difference in coming at approaching your love life from a place of feeling desperate as opposed to coming from your love life from a place of being intentional. And I think the work that you and I do with our clients helps them to be intentional about creating what they want in their life. But there's a big distinction between that and coming from a place of desperation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, and exactly to your point, women do feel shame around needing help. Like maybe there's something wrong with them or, you know, why can't I just get this right on my own? And the truth is that, you know, if we're not taught this stuff growing up, most of us, right? The majority of us are not taught how to attract a partnership that is healthy and fulfilling, right? And so they don't teach it in school. Most of us see relationships that are not the healthiest. And so in order for you to change that, to change what you're going to create going forward, then there needs to be some internal shifts that are made, some mindset shifts. And how are you going to do that? The best way I see and the best way that I know, the way that I did it and I feel the quickest way for you to achieve that is by getting some outside support because it's a mirror that's being held up to you so that you can see things that you aren't able to see on your own.
Right. Absolutely. Besides the two reasons that you've mentioned, the lack of outside support and perhaps the fear of being swallowed up in a relationship, what would you say would be another significant reason that women stay single even though they want a relationship?
The third reason I see that women remain single is that there's a fear of intimacy. So if you look at the word intimacy, and you break it down, what does it sound like? It's into me see. So you're actually letting somebody see into you. And so if there's a part of you that fears being in a close, intimate relationship with a man because you're afraid that some of your perceived flaws make you unlovable, then this fear creates this unconscious shield that repels emotionally available men. Right. And so it can cause you to show up in a way that sabotages a potentially great relationship because that's what feels safest to you. You want to protect yourself from being seen. You want to protect yourself from, you know, having this part of you that you feel is not acceptable be seen by somebody else, by another human.
Right. Yeah, it's so interesting, and I love the way you broke down the word intimacy into me see. I think that's really profound. And I think that it's interesting when we think about how often we, as human beings, and this is part of our human nature, we go to such great lengths to look good, to try to look like everything's under control, and to try to put our very best forward at all times, which is normal and natural. natural for us to want to do that. And yet we find that it feels really scary sometimes, like you said, for someone to see some of the more vulnerable parts of us. And yet what I've learned and found through my own journey and through supporting other women is that oftentimes it's those more vulnerable parts of us that make it so that other people are more able to relate to us and to see us for who we really are. And it actually allows someone to know who you really are and makes it safer for them to show you who they really are. And in part, it becomes a big part of why people actually are deeply attracted to us and are able to form a deeper bond when we are able to allow someone past that kind of outward image or facade that we might be putting out there. And our vulnerability actually, while we feel like we might feel like we have the desire to protect that and not let anyone get too close or see certain aspects of us, in some ways can that coping mechanism or that protection that we feel like we're building up can in fact sometimes keep love out.
Yeah, it is crazy how that works, how what we feel is, you know, sometimes the worst part of us can be the most, you know, endearing part of us, can be the part of us that really, that creates that bond with the other human being, because they see that humanness, that vulnerability, and that's really attractive. And that is, I heard a client say that a client who had some issues, some body image issues, and was just really afraid to become intimate with a man. Then she met somebody, and she let her guard down, and she was able to do that. And what happened after was exactly what we're talking about. He said that that's the part that he loved most about her. And she didn't really understand why, you know, this part of her, her body image and feeling like not that great about herself, even you know, when it's time to get intimate and take off your clothes, she didn't understand why, you know, that was the part of her that he loved so much. And it's exactly, you know, that. It's exactly that. It's just that she's vulnerable and she's allowing him to see her at her most vulnerable. And that is extremely attractive in a relationship.
Yeah, and I think that my husband, from time to time, we've talked about this topic, because I know, Sandra, both you and I spent some time in corporate America, and I also know that we work with a lot of women who are very well educated and who are perhaps in very high-level jobs and have a lot going for them in terms of their careers. And sometimes I'm sure we've both heard, well, men are intimidated by me. And what my husband says about this is he said, men are not so much intimidated by successful women as they are not quite knowing how to deal with a woman who is invulnerable. And it comes back to this piece that we're talking about, where even women that have so much going for them and are so successful in so many ways still have a vulnerable side of them. And sometimes it is that realness of showing that vulnerability that allows a man to really bond with you and to really understand deeply who you are on a soul level, besides just all of the outward accomplishments.
Right. So I can remember in my own relationship having a couple of people, actually, a couple of men actually mentioned to me that they felt like they couldn't go past a certain point with me, like there was a wall there. And I always considered myself such an open person, like I'm an open book, but, you know, at that point in my life, I just wasn't able to open up and allow them to see me fully. And to your husband's point, that's really profound what he said, is that men have a hard time dealing with, you know, not the success piece, but the women who don't allow themselves to be fully seen by them.
Right. Yeah, I just think that's so profound, which leads me to the next question that I want to ask you. So in addition to what we've just been talking about, what else do you think women need to know and understand more about men?
That's a good question. question. I think that women need to understand there are plenty of great men out there, and that you know, there are a lot of men who want to be in a committed relationship and do want to make their woman happy. And you know, that there are a lot of great guys if you just open up to that notion and heal whatever is in your way of seeing that there's an abundance of great men that you can choose from. I think that that's one thing that women realize. A lot of women I speak with, I think they're a bit jaded. They're sick of dating. They just want to meet the guy already. And they feel like they're just meeting players or guys who don't want to commit or guys who want to use them. But once you begin to make these internal shifts, whether it's the intimacy piece that you need to work on or understanding that you're not going to lose your freedom once you're in a relationship, that it can be an experience that elevates you, then the type of guy you attract will change. You're going to be attracting a different type of man because life is happening through you, not to you. So in order for you to shift your external experience, you need to shift what's going on internally.
Yeah, that comes back to what we were speaking about at the beginning of the call, that the outward circumstances of your life in large part are dictated by what's going on inside. And as you were saying that there's abundance of high quality men, I know that's a big shift for a lot of women, because that certainly is not the perception of many women that I know both you and I speak to.
Yeah, it's not. It's about attraction, right? It's about what you attract based on your internal state. So if you feel like all guys are jerks, and if you feel like there are no good men in your town, in the area that you live in, then that's going to be your experience,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, begin by, you know, take some time, you know, write down, after this call, write down some of the beliefs that you have about love, right? What's possible for you in a love relationship, what you feel you deserve. Take a look back at the experiences you've had. Look at some of the common running themes in your past relationship. And that'll show you, you know, at least it'll show you what you have felt in the past has been possible for you. Now, going forward, what do you want that's different from the experience that you've had in the past? And the discrepancy between those two, that's what you need to shift in order for this person to come into your life.
Right. What else do you think women need to know and understand more about men?
Women need to understand that men really do want to, be the hero. They want to serve you. And it doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to be in a financial way. They're not, it doesn't mean they're going to, you know, save you financially, or we're not talking about Prince Charming here. I know that Cinderella, Disney's coming out with a new movie, Cinderella, and we always, go back to the Prince Charming and how some women still feel like they want to be saved. But men still want to feel like they are serving you, and they still want to feel like they are your hero in certain ways, right? So whether that means, allowing him to be there for you in a way that he's able to be there for you. Like, for example, I had a client recently who was in the early stages of courtship with this guy, and being the independent woman that she had always been, she had always taken care of, you know, her home, anything that needed to be fixed, she took care of it, the yard and everything. This guy was a contractor, and he reached out to her and he was like, listen, I want to do this for you. I want to pressure wash your, I think it was like the driveway. He wanted to fix some things around there for her, and she was very hesitant. She she was very hesitant because she had always done that on her own. And it was a big shift for her, and it took her outside of her comfort zone a little bit to allow this guy in to do that for her. It was something that felt uncomfortable to her in the beginning. But he wanted to serve her. He wanted to provide for her in the way that he was able to provide for her. It gave him a lot of pleasure to do that. And he actually turned to her and he was like, why can't you just let me love you, right? And that's when she realized, like, okay, I need to sort of let my guard down and not be the independent woman all the time, because I have this great guy who wants to provide for me in this way and to serve me in this way.
Yeah, I love that example. Anything else you'd like to share about men and important insights before we move on?
No, just that men, in terms of meeting men, just remember that, you know, men do have a lot of approach anxiety. So for the ladies that are single and feel like men don't approach them, or feel like men are just passive nowadays, probably because they're afraid of rejection. You know, it's one of their worst fears, because they are the ones who are kind of putting themselves out there most of the time. So if you want to be approached by a guy, be more approachable, smile more, be more open. When you walk into a room, have the intention that you're going to be open, that you're going to, you know, allow people to connect with you. You're going to connect with people. And just be open to men. Help them approach you.
Yeah, I like that. It's almost like you have to, in your mind, put out the welcome mat a little bit, because recognizing that it must feel somewhat risky and scary for men to approach a woman, if we can make that just a little easier for them and be a little bit more inviting, we can make that a lot easier for them and likely much more pleasurable for ourselves as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. I know that you use different modalities in your work with your clients, Sandra, and just wonder if you would like to tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. The modality that I use with my clients is EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And it's really one of the quickest and most efficient methods I've found to shift those unconscious limiting beliefs that we were talking about earlier, Michelle, that hold women back from attracting the type of relationship they really want. It's a very powerful tool, and I recently had a client email me telling me how blown away she was by the type of guys she'd been attracting after we worked on shifting some of these mindsets that she had about men and about what it means to be in a relationship. And, you know, since then she's met a great guy, and she's excited about where it's going, but she told me that she felt like before she probably wouldn't have even notice the guy, right? Because she had all of these notions of men that needed to be healed. And I find that EFT is an amazing tool to do that, to shift those old outdated beliefs that you have about yourself, about relationships, about men.
Yeah, I believe it can be incredibly powerful, and I know it's being recognized as a valuable tool very widely in the world, and I know that many people have had a lot of success with that, and that it really can be a big part of freeing yourself from what we talked about, some of these limiting beliefs or things that may be slowing you down or standing in the way from you moving forward in this area of your life. And I think it's really lovely that you're using that so effectively with your client, Sandra.
Yeah, it's great. It's a really amazing tool. It's sort of like, you know, accelerating the process to making the internal shifts that you really need to in order to experience a different relationship.
Yeah, and really that's what we're all about. The women that we support and the work that we do is helping women to be able to make those steps forward in a more graceful and rapid pace for me, as I look back on my many years as a single woman, I think I just wish I would have had the support that I didn't realize that I needed until I was 40 earlier on in my life, because my own journey to love was such a long and winding and challenging one. And these things can really allow you to take a shortcut, so to speak, toward what you really want in your life.
Yeah.
Can be incredibly powerful. Anything else you'd like to add there before we move on?
I think we've about covered it. I think it's just a really amazing tool that, you know, once you really understand how to apply it, you can use in all areas of life, not just in love. But I think it's just an amazing tool in general.
Yeah, and I just want to mention to the women on the call that there's some incredible resources and videos and things out there on EFT, out there online, and if you're not familiar with it at all, it can be at least a place to be familiarize yourself a little bit with the process and learn a little bit more about it. And then, Sandra, I know that you have a wonderful free gift that you are offering to all of the women on the call, and we thank you, first of all, for your generosity on that. And I'll have you share just a little bit about it in a moment, but before you do that, I just want to let all of our listeners know where they can access this wonderful free gift that you're offering, and that is at readyfortherightguy.com/Sandra. S-A-N-D-R-A. Sandra, do you want to tell us a little bit more about your free gift, which I know is called the Ultimate Dating Confidence Gift Set?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it is the Ultimate Dating Confidence Gift Set, and what you'll receive are a couple of things. The first gift that you'll receive is an ebook, and it's called 10 signs that he's totally into you and 10 signs that he's not into you at all. And basically what this ebook covers are, you know, the ways in which a man who's really interested in you will act versus a guy who's not interested in you. And it really allows you to look at his actions versus the words that he's saying. Mm-hmm. And this will allow you to look at this man and, you know, whether there's a potential for anything going forward in a dispassionate way, rather than just going on, you know, what he's saying he wants. Pay attention to actually what he's doing. And
right.
That'll serve you way more than the latter. And the second piece of the gift is the guided meditation for dating confidence. So it's Dating Confidence Guided Meditation, and you can pop that in before a date, or if you're just starting to feel like, you know, you're in on this dating merry-go-round and you just keep going around and around with no results, and you really want to kind of get like a boost of confidence and energy around your dating life, pop that in, or pop it in before a date. I've heard women say things from, you know, wow, I went into this, like, place that I don't know where it was, but it was amazing, to I felt amazing when I went on a date with this guy. So both of those gifts can be found in the page that you just shared.
Yeah, I'll say that one more time for everyone. readyfortherightguy.com/Sandra. And these just sound wonderful, Sandra. Thank you so much for your generosity, and I hope you'll all take Sandra's invitation to download your free Ultimate Dating Confidence Gift Set. It sounds fabulous.
Absolutely. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Before we wrap up for today, Sandra, I just want to give you an opportunity to just give one last thought or one last piece of encouragement or wisdom to the women on the call.
You know, to repeat the theme of this interview, it starts with you and what's going on internally for you. And you can actually really understand what's going on internally by looking at your external circumstances. Now, what type of man do you continuously attract to you? Is it the unavailable guy? Is it the guy who doesn't have his act together? So by looking at the people who you attract, you will understand the beliefs that you'll need to shift, and you'll understand some of the improvements that you need to make in your own life as well in order for you to attract somebody who has the qualities that you want. So begin by going inside first and make those shifts and see how your external experience with men and your relationship shifts as well.
Thank you, Sandra. And I, again, just want to share with you one more time the link to Sandra's free gift. That's readyfortherightguy.com/Sandra. And then I want to also thank each of you for being here with us today. And we invite you to implement the ideas that resonate with you from any of the summit interviews. During the summit, you have access to wisdom from over 25 love and relationship experts, and each interview replay is available for 48 hours. We hope you'll listen to as many interviews as possible. However, recognizing that you are busy and may not be able to catch all of the interviews, I also want to invite you to upgrade to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit VIP package, which includes the MP3 recordings of each interview, interview highlight sheets, and some wonderful summit bonuses. And you can check all of this out at readyfortherightguy.com/ready. This way, you're able to listen at your own convenience and have these interviews and resources to support you moving forward. And it's really like having a team of experts in your pocketbook. During the summit, the VIP upgrade package is available at $97, which is $100 off the post-summit pricing. And again, that's available at readyfortherightguy.com/ready. Thank you again for being here with us today, and I want to thank our special guest, Sandra Fidelis, once again, and I look forward to having you with us for more of the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. And Sandra and I are both sending you lots of love, many blessings, and wishing you happiness as you get ready for your right guy. Bye-bye for now.